Welcome to the Soul Talks podcast, where we equip pastors, leaders, and other men and women in ministry to thrive with Jesus in their life and leadership. Now let's join Bill and Christy Galtier, doctors in psychology, spiritual directors, and founders of Soul Shepherding.
Oh, happy day. We get to be in conversation with you on Soul Talks. Thanks for joining Christy and I on this podcast. Christy, yesterday we enjoyed walking along the beach at Laguna Beach here in Southern California. We had one of these glorious winter days. Sorry for those of you that are in the cold and the clouds and the snow right now. We had our share of our type of winter weather this last week with flooding and rain, and it was cold for us. But on the other side of that storm came this beautiful day with clear, crisp weather, and we could see our mountains. It wasn't smoggy, and the mountains were clear and bright and snow-covered, and the skies were blue, and the ocean was just blue and just is so beautiful, and the waves were washing in, and we got to walk along and see that. And in a context like that, it's pretty easy for me to give thanks to God and to set my imagination on the beauty and goodness of God through his creation.
Yeah, I was noticing yesterday everything just looked so brilliant, and I was thinking about the light of God bringing out the God colors, because the light of the sun was bringing out all of the colors and the beauty and the brilliance and the immensity. And I kept just sitting there looking out at how glorious it was and just kept thinking, this is God's glory made manifest. This is God's glory made manifest to me. Enjoy it. Revel in it. Realize what a glorious God you serve, you belong to, who created you and loves you, who you live and move and have your being in. And it helps me to connect with God when I'm in the midst of his beauty, his creation like that.
Yeah, and so we it sparked by a devotional that we shared, I think it was yesterday, we had this conversation about setting our imagination on God and just the importance of that. And in fact, discovered that in the old version of famous Bible verse, Isaiah 26, verse 3, which is usually referred to as, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." You, O Lord, will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on you. But the older versions use the word imagination. Lord, you will keep those of us in perfect peace whose imagination is stayed on you. And so that prompted some conversation for us because of the great gift from God that our imaginations are, and how important it is what we do with our imagination. And we can put our imagination, as human beings, we can put it into dark places. Mm-hmm. With all kinds of things that are unloving and ungodly and immoral sex and violence and crummy things and or silly things or time-wasting things. Mm-hmm. That we, and gossip and things that we just, it's just frivolous stuff that we put our imaginations into and live into these stories that are so far from the glory that God has created us for and redeemed us for. And it's so sad. And we all do that to some extent. Mm. And yet God forgives us of our sins and loves us and brings us along. But as we follow Jesus and we really grow as his apprentices in living with Jesus in his Father's world, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the heavens, we learn there is such a better story that we are part of and that we can live into, and that we can, in innumerable ways every day, we can imagine that, we can see that, we can picture it, and when we use our imagination in a loving and holy way, it helps our lives to flourish with God's goodness, and it's such a blessing.
Yeah, one of the things that I was connecting to was just thinking about the difference it made when I was able to, at times where I was maybe missing you or not feeling close to you or not feeling confident of your affection for me, your love for me, because maybe it's been a busy season or a season where sickness or something had disrupted our intimacy, our sense of closeness, our togetherness, or the responsibilities of life had crowded out our romance or things like that. One of the things that I learned to do was to reconnect with my imagination back to times when I did feel close to you, or I did feel your love, or you did pursue me romantically. And that really was helpful to me in maintaining a sense of closeness and confidence in your love at times when I wasn't currently able to have a fresh experience of it or with it. And learning that that's true with God too, that even as in Psalm 63, and David says, I've seen you in your sanctuary. I've beheld your power and your glory. And so often I'll remember that and I'll think, oh yes, I've seen God in his sanctuary. I've beheld his power and his glory. And I'll use that to draw to mind and to stir up fresh affection and memory of God. And I think that God tells us and instructs us in scripture over and over again to remember, to remember, to remember, to remember, to remember. And it helps us when we use our imagination to remember. Or there's times when maybe I'm not with you and I will imagine if you were there, what you would say or what you would be doing or what you would want to do or what it would be like to share the moment that I'm in with you if you were there. Well, I can do the same thing with God, and I do the same thing with God, and then it helps me to find him there.
You've learned to activate your imagination in ways that are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm blessed that you do that about our marriage, our relationship, and that's really helpful to us and really helpful to me. It when you started learning to do that, it sort of took pressure off of me, because prior to that, there was more of a tendency you had to like have expectations mm-hmm. on me, which then set me into my cycle of taking too much responsibility and overfunctioning and feeling guilt and then sort of shutting down the warmth and the relational centers and the affection and the wanting to move towards you. Is ironic mm-hmm. that it would spin the opposite way from what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But as you learn to take responsibility more for your own needs and desires and asking for that, and then along with that, what you're describing with invoking your imagination.
Yeah, it helped me to remember and to imagine, well, what if you still love me the way you loved me then? What if you still were feeling the same way today about me that you did when you wrote me that note? Could I read that note and trust that? It helped me to not always be looking for and dependent upon some brand new, big, fresh expression of your love. Helped me to remember your love and to imagine that it was true still today. And that's the same with God. I need to constantly be reminded and imagining the truth of his amazing love and presence is still real and there as strong today as ever.
Well, and then because in our story, when you then love me today like you did when we were younger, that helps me love you today like I did when we were younger. It's a circle. It goes mm-hmm. both ways. And sometimes mm-hmm. we expect the initiative to always come from our partner, whether it's our mm-hmm. our spouse we're talking about in marriage in our context now, but it relates to friendship and other relationships. And certainly, especially as you're saying, Christy, it relates to our relationship with God, that as we take responsibility for our own life and part of a relationship and we use our imagination then to help us get into the more loving posture and Christ-centered posture, that makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it took a lot of, for me, I had such a deficit and such a desperation, such an insecurity that I kept needing and wanting more in order to feel loved. And I didn't know how to make use of and contain and hold the love that you were giving me.
Right. And apart from that ability to hold, it left a bottomless hole inside. And that's, we all have that in some way or some degree. We've got this God-shaped vacuum, this emptiness inside. But if we don't learn to find the floor in there by standing with Jesus and accepting where we're at and asking for what we need, and learning to appreciate what grace does come and the sufficiency of that grace, then we're always the dog chasing its tail. It's never enough. And then the more we put expectations on our partner, our friend, or expectations on God from that place of that emptiness inside, that bottomless hole, it's never enough. Even with God, when God is perfect and all sufficient and has all the love that we need, we're not able to receive it because we're in that cycle of at some level it can become an entitlement, and we're not able to, like you said, so well, we're not able to hold on to, we're not able to absorb and receive and keep within our heart the love that is there, the goodness mm-hmm. and beauty that is there.
Mm-hmm. So I need to be able to remember it and imagine it to be true right now, even if I'm not experiencing it. So I need to be able at times to, and I'll do this with God a lot, I'll remember times that I experienced a special touch or a special reality of his love, his presence. And I don't tend to live with that every day, all day, every minute of every day, but I'll remember it and I'll recall that to mind and imagine it to be true again in this moment and look for it.
Yeah, and so it's important you're listening to understand that Christy is connecting imagination and reality, but it's a reality that maybe is hidden or that you're unsure of or that you've forgotten. We're not talking about you creating something that's not real right. from your imagination,
no.
which is something that is like a worldly philosophy or a unhealthy spirituality.
Right.
You're not at all talking about that. We're talking about setting our imagination on God and on reality and on historical truth and hidden truth, because we're all amphibious. We're spiritual amphibians in that we're created for two habitats, two worlds, the physical, visible, material world, the bodily world, but also a spiritual world that's mostly unseen. It manifests in different ways into the physical world, but in so many ways, the kingdom of God is hidden. Jesus says, our Father is in secret with us. And so that's what we're talking about, is imagining that, and including in our human relationships. So like another example, it's a simple thing, but I often remember, Christy, the day you told me some years ago, well, Bill, you're still a marathon runner. You saw me wearing my Boston Marathon jacket from when I was blessed to accomplish that lifelong dream and qualify for the Boston Marathon, 26.2 miles in the famous marathon, and got a jacket sort of as a memento of that, and was wearing that. And you said, "You're my marathon man," and you were using your imagination to call me into a story, into an identity, into a truth about my history and my athleticism and the marathons I've run and all of that. And I says, "Well, but I haven't run a marathon in a while, and I couldn't do one now, and I'm not actually a marathon." It's nice that you say that, but I'm not actually a marathon runner. And you said, "No, you're my marathon man. You're a marathon runner." And I said, "Really? It's that easy? I just need to put on the jacket?" And it's like I always remember that now, because it really is that easy. I still am a marathon runner mm-hmm. on the inside.
Yes.
And that's why I run every day. And I could run another marathon. Mm-hmm. I just need to put a little more training into it. And I've finished 9 full marathons and lots of half marathons and countless marathons or near marathons in my training runs. And that is part of my history, part of my identity, part of mm-hmm. my personality, and part of, even to this day, as I'm older, abilities that I have. And so you were teaching me in that and encouraging me in this very thing that we're talking about around our imagination and how it's the gift that God has given us to focus our imagination, our story telling story, appreciating capacity, the ability to visualize things that are not currently manifest to us, that this is a great gift that God has given us, and it is powerful for emotional health and spiritual vitality.
Yeah, and it's really helpful to me in engaging with Scripture, too. I learned this from Ignatius of Loyola and the Ignatian exercises, and it's been so helpful to me to be able to, when I'm reading Scripture, to actually engage with it, that to imagine this is for me personally today, mm-hmm. and this is my story, too, I'm reading about, and where is God with me in my story today in this? Where does it all fit? And to imagine myself there with Jesus when he, like the disciples were, and to see and experience all that I'm reading about through my personality, through my needs, through my questions, through my experience of God, and to be able to it helps me engage so much more personally with God when I engage my imagination in that Jesus is with me right now as I'm reading this.
And friends, it's such a blessing for us to share with you that we put this into a resource years ago called Ignatian Meditation Guides. And these are one-page scripture guides with the scriptures from the Gospels in the life of Jesus. Actually, it goes back to Ignatius's spiritual exercises, but 50 scripture passages, 50 gospel readings, all in chronological order through the life of Jesus. And each one, you get to imagine yourself in that text and go on the journey with Jesus as he journeys with you in your spiritual formation, and the natural trajectory of Jesus' life and teachings as you follow through the gospels, according to the teaching of Ignatius. It takes you through a journey of forgiveness from sin and learning the teachings of Jesus and how to live those out, and appreciating the cross of Jesus and joining with that in your own self-denial, and then the glorious resurrection of Jesus and praising God for that and experiencing that in your own life, and then our own resurrection to come. And so there's these 4 weeks or 4 movements within the Ignatian spirituality journey that is embedded in the Ignatian Meditation Guides Soul Shepherding resource. And this is one of the really helpful things that we share in our Soul Shepherding Institute retreats, and train people how to meditate on Scripture. Lectio Divina, similar discipline for a way of reading Scripture that we use in our Soul Shepherding Institute. And so we just commend those resources to you, friends. It'll be very encouraging for you, helpful for you in your discipleship to Jesus and in your ministry to others, because we all need tools. We need ways for being guided in how we pray Scripture and how we reflect and journal and how we share with each other in our soul friendships and in our small groups and in our classes and discipleship relationships. And so, so good to come at God's Word in ways that are fresh and new and vibrant and living, because we all need fresh manna every day. So Lord, we do just pray for each one listening that you would bring a freshness into their relationship with you, and teach us more, Lord, about invoking our imagination to set our minds and our hearts and our picturing and visualizing onto you and your goodness and your glory and your love and your forgiveness and your empathy for us in the specific situations of our lives, and to set our imaginations on the reality of your promises to us in your word, and who you've redeemed us to be, that we can see ourselves and see our loved ones as you see us, Lord, through your sanctified eyes, Lord. Bless our imaginations. What a gift that you've given us. Teach us, Lord, to remind ourselves of the great God story that is happening in our lives. Each of our lives is meant to be in Acts chapter 29, a continuing unfolding of the story of God's people learning to use the name of Jesus in all things. So we give you praise, God. We thank you. Thank you for Jesus. And thank you that we can see ourselves with Jesus in the Gospels and see the Gospels made manifest in our lives. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm excited to invite you to join Bill and me and our new community of students who will be joining our class in spiritual direction. This is a 2-year journey where you can earn a certificate in spiritual direction. It's been life-changing for hundreds of our students who have completed it. And it includes 4 Soul Shepherding Institute retreats, as well as online monthly classes with Soul Shepherding friends and so much more. We start a new class each year in March, and you can sign up by visiting soulshepherding.org or searching Soul Shepherding, become a spiritual director, and follow the link also in our show notes. But we'd love to have you apply and jump in and start this new class this year. We accept students to join in our class all the way up through July 1st. If you didn't make that March deadline, we have a grace period for the next 2 months as well. We look forward to continuing to journey with you and following Jesus.
Thank you for joining us on the Soul Talks podcast. To find out more about growing in your life and leadership, subscribe to the podcast and visit us at soulshepherding.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram